President Joe Biden often speaks of a struggle between democracy and autocracy, unfolding at home and around the world. 7,000 miles away, the Republic of India is the largest democracy in the world, with 1.4 billion people in a diverse nation with 22 official national languages. During his state visit to the United States, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at times seemed to be channeling Biden's rhetoric.
Together, we shall demonstrate that democracies matter and democracies deliver.
But as it turns out, democracy is facing struggles in both countries. Many human rights activists and others see Modi as moving toward autocracy. His Bharatiya Janata Party has concentrated power with a Hindu nationalist agenda. The U.S. State Department has described a trend of attacks on Muslims, political opponents, and human rights activists. And the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum last year declared what it calls a rising mass atrocity risk in India. But those are criticisms that Prime Minister Modi denies, as he did when he was asked about it during his press conference with Biden. He spoke through a translator.
In India's democratic values, there is absolutely no discrimination, neither on basis of caste, creed, or age, or any kind of geographic location.
Ahead of Modi's visit, Democratic Congressmember Barbara Lee of Oakland, Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal of Washington, and about 70 other lawmakers sent a letter urging Biden to discuss human rights and democratic values in his meeting with Modi. But at the joint news conference, Biden sounded a different tone, referring to a partnership that is most consequential.
Together, we're unlocking a shared future of what I believe to be unlimited potential. And with this visit, we're demonstrating once more how India and the United States are collaborating on nearly every human endeavor and delivering progress across the board.
It's a bit of a conundrum for Biden, on the one hand, championing human rights and democratic values. On the other, Biden wants a strong alliance with India, in part as a counterweight to China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Biden also wants India to play a role in opposing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. India has avoided strong criticism of Russia, abstained on key United Nations votes on the invasion, and since the sanctions on Russia kicked in, India has become the biggest importer of Russian oil. Modi did talk about the need for ending the conflict through diplomacy.
As I have said directly and publicly, this is not an era of war.
Modi made those remarks at a speech before a joint session of Congress, where he says India and the United States have inspired each other. He spoke of Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and the late Congressmember John Lewis. Also, he spoke of collaboration on trade and technology, and most of all, democracy.
The U.S. is the oldest and India the largest democracy. Our partnership augurs well for the future of democracy.
Modi spoke of democracy as the spirit that supports equality, the idea that welcomes debate, the culture that gives wings to thought and aspiration. As for what exactly that democracy means, that is an ongoing debate. And how to put democratic values to work in such challenging times? Another big question. But these are questions any country that calls itself a democracy must face. As for Prime Minister Modi, he says a new dawn looms, and there are lights, he says, if only we are brave enough to see it. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.